After years of waging an armed campaign in Somalia's restive region of Puntland, Al-Shabaab leader in the Galgala Mountains, Sheikh Mohamed Saeed Atam, has finally surrendered to the Somali federal government, abandoning the group. Addressing the media in Mogadishu, Atam denounced the Al-Shabaab, accusing his former group of acting against Islam, among many other injustices against the Somali people.
I would like to declare that as of today I have chosen to resolve my religious and political persuasion through peaceful means and understanding. Thus, I decided to reject violence and coercion.
Al-Shabaab, with the help of Atam, created a new battlefront in the Galgala Mountains in Puntland after the African Union troops pushed them back from a string of towns in southern Somalia. For years, the group targeted officials and military personnel in and around the port city of Bosaso. Experts, however, say that Atam's surrender is a blow to the group, especially those fighting the government of the semi-autonomous state of Puntland. Both the Mogadishu government and the Puntland president, Abdiweli Mohamed Ali, welcomed the decision by the former commander to denounce the Al-Shabaab group.
We welcome Sheikh Mohamed Saeed Atam's rejection of Al-Shabaab and hope this inspires others to follow his example and embrace peace and unity.
Atam is the second most powerful Al-Shabaab commander to surrender after Hassan Dair Awais, one of the most wanted militants in the world. He is now in custody in Mogadishu. Atam's surrender, however, means a respite for Puntland's violence. However, the group still remains active in the mountainous region and might soon have a new leadership.
The federal government of Somalia says that it is ready to welcome members of Al-Shabaab and give them an opportunity to reintegrate with the Somali society and at the same time assure them of their safety. Abdulaziz Bilon, Press TV, Mogadishu.